Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese.
Final segment, and don't go anywhere after this. It's Strychnine with Eric Strickland, Husker Hall of Famer, and his featured guest tonight, Terrence Badgett. So they can take you back to old conference championship days and a lot of conversations. And then Badgett tomorrow is going to bring you the former coach, Danny Nee, will be his guest tomorrow on Uptown with number 43. But now we have questions that must be answered. A listener, we brought up the idea, and Jay Foreman asked the question. You know, Jay, he understood it. Sipple, he said, does Sipple have a motorcycle? And I said, yeah, I think so. But then more questions popped up, so let's bring in from the Lincoln Journal Star an early break, Stephen Sipple. Sir, thank you for taking our call.
Hey, DP. DP and Jay. So I was just listening to the promo. Terrence, just real quick before we get to the cycle discussion, Terrence Badgett, that's amazing. That's an amazing show. And the fact he's having Danny Neon's really amazing because Danny doesn't do a lot of interviews.
Right.
That's a major coup for the ticket.
He's been on a roll. Badge has been on a roll. I mean, he's gone back and pulled all the old guys. So it's been pretty cool listening.
Hey, Danny Nee had that program rocking and rolling at a high level, and yeah, that's a great get. I'll tell you what, that's must listen to if you're a Nebraska basketball fan. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. It's going to be a good one. We'll have fun tonight with the two former rim hangers and find out what's going on between those two. They've got a ton of stories. Yeah. So you are in fact the owner of a motorcycle, correct?
Yeah, I have a Harley, a Super Dynaglide, 2010 Super Dynaglide.
Okay.
So hey, Sip, is it?
Hi, Jay.
What's happening?
Not much.
I told everybody you ain't returned my text that I sent you this morning, but we all good. I understand you. That was
a little rough.
Yeah, that was some heat for y'all. Rough. Now, yeah, Sip, when somebody asks you about your Harley, do you have to tell them which one that you have? Because you're awful proud about your Dynaglide. Okay, I got you. Now, do you look down on somebody that has like a starter, you know, like a starter Harley, like just the basic?
No, I like those. I mean, I think go with a little smaller model, and I think they're pretty cool. I've looked at them, but I like mine. Mine's a little old school. It's not all done up. You know, I stripped it down pretty good, actually. I don't know what I'd do without it, to be honest. It's like you guys got hobbies. Jay, I know you play golf because you play with one of my good friends, Jack. I'll play golf. My hobby's my bike.
All right.
So the question immediately turned to, is Sipple a member of a bike gang? Is he is he a member of a motorcycle club?
Not yet. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. That's what they kind of call.
That's so good. The text line has been sending in all wrong answers for the name of your motorcycle.
Oh, God.
It's pretty. I'll leave them there for you for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, let's leave it right there, okay?
So then the question is, are you a helmet and visor guy, or are you a hat and shades guy?
No, I mean, Nebraska's a helmet state.
Okay.
So I have a helmet. and helmet and shades. I mean, I don't have the, if you're asking me if I have the helmet with the full helmet. No, I got just the, like kind of the hat helmet. So you got to wear shades with it because I don't have a visor over my face.
See, we were betting on the visor. We bet on the visor and the shades under it.
I wear a little helmet.
Yeah, see, it's the little helmet. Okay, so when you start your Harley Club here in Lincoln, what's the name going to be? Like, what are we going to go?
I don't have a name. DP, I don't know. I wouldn't probably start one. I don't like to, my brother has a, he doesn't have a Harley, he has a big Honda, and he likes to go ride with my dad. My brother-in-law, like.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To do that, but I'm not big on riding with other people. I just like going out on my own.
How long's your ride?
Depends. I mean, on Friday, I have a lot of the times afternoons off on Friday, and I went, how far did I got about to Crete, you know. I just take little day drives. I go to Crete and eat at a Mexican restaurant, and then just turn around and come back. Maybe ride a little bit around in the country.
Yeah.
But just sort of this time of year when I don't have a lot of time, they're pretty much impromptu day trips, you know, and it has to be, I set the weather, it's got to be over 50. Like 51's fine, but 49's not. You'd be surprised how cold it is on those things.
I'm really seeing this thing clearly now. This needs like a 60-second commercial of Sipple just talking about his bike and his latest ride. It's just a rider, his Harley, and the wind. Like,
it annoys the hell out of my wife, I will tell you that.
Hey Sip, in the wintertime, do you just crank that bad boy and rev it up every once in a while?
That's a good question. You ask a good question. Yeah, having a bike like that, it is a conundrum in the winter. Right. I mean, last winter was really, because I had battery issues. And, yeah, I was out there all the time, most of the time trying to get it started. I have a new battery on it. I should be okay. But you got to charge it through the winter. You know, I mean, winter maintenance of a Harley is significant. Anybody who has a Harley tells you that just maintenance overall is significant. It's costly. But, yeah, the winter months, it's a tough deal. A, you can't ride. B, you got to keep it charged up.
Well, it's good. We're gonna put a pin on this.
That should be your social media profile. You on you know some of you with oh, this is what they want to know. Do you wear chaps?
No. It's a good question. There's nothing wrong with them. I just don't. You know, if I was more active in terms of riding across the country or taking longer rides, I would. I mean, I have rain gear, but I haven't done the chaps thing. But chaps make sense in a lot of ways.
I'm just picturing Sip in full regalia. Like, just, that's the, okay.
I'm not quite there.
Sip, that's got to happen. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for giving us time.
Yeah, brother. Thank you, guys.
He's got the chaps.
Man, I'm going to tell you
a
funny story.
He's got the leather chaps. He's just not telling us.
People that are right. There's a lot of over in, where was that? I think it was in either England or Paris, and flew over there with some homies and land. It was rainy, right? And so we were in we go down to the hotel, but then there's tons of people with mopeds and motorcycles, and it was raining. I was like, how are they going to still ride it? Well, they have like these covers that go over everything besides the windshield.
Yeah.
And then once they pull up to the place, they literally unzip it. And I remember seeing this guy unzip it, got out, got his briefcase, his suit, just walked right in and had a meeting.
That's when you're living right.
It was the coolest thing. I was like, you know what, that's pretty cool.
But that's like Jay and his golf. Like, he has his golf clothes, and then if he needs to go somewhere else, he has his clothes in the back of the car.
Who, like, me?
Yeah.
I just live out of my car right now. Yeah. They all those aren't golf clothes. These are one. This is like, I wear them, but I don't play golf. I got to dress up. If I'm dressing up, I'm wearing golf clothes.
See?
But I'm not playing.
Okay. All right.
My wardrobe, I do not play every day. I haven't played in weeks, but my wardrobe is very, very limited.
Okay. We'll fix on that.
As Nick says, it's very, very limited.
We'll fix that. All right, brother. Appreciate you. Strychnine, Terrence Badgett, Big Sky, coming up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.